And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
In the first quarter of 2019, our headlines have already been riddled with news of all kinds of big mergers in a wide variety of industries. But then the headline will read, will these deals be approved? Approved? Approved by who? If they're approved by the boards and approved by the shareholders, who would have to approve these transactions going to closing? Well, antitrust regulators in the United States, in the EU, and a variety of other jurisdictions have to approve these larger deals and typically evaluate under anti-competitive standards whether their consummation will have an effect on consumers, markets, and competition. In a nutshell, too much market share or too much pricing power is not conducive to a competitive environment. In late February, AT&T won its lawsuit against the Department of Justice to proceed forward with its $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner, while ASDA is struggling in the UK to get antitrust approval from its government authority. How big is this problem? Well, in 2018 alone, over $50 billion of large M&A deals were either blocked or eventually abandoned in the face of heavy regulatory and expensive scrutiny. This year, more companies have expressed a willingness to compromise with the regulators, which usually means some change in structure or some divestiture of assets as a condition to closing or approval. This issue is not going away anytime soon. The enforcement of antitrust laws will vary from administration to administration, but for the most part, we've got to understand that government approval of these transactions is here to stay for a long time. To avoid your deals derailing, be sure to think through the impact on the marketplace, on the supply chain, on pricing power, on the choices available to the consumer, the post-closing market share, and general market optics of your proposed transaction. In this era of social media, transparency, regulatory scrutiny, and divisiveness, it seems that political and social forces are much more inclined to say no, or maybe, than they are to say yes.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.